worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Before I torpedo my way into another rousing rendition of Crisco Was Right, I welcome you to another episode of A Freak Accident, the internet's best kept secret, but not for much longer, thanks to you being here. Because we know the infection's just going to spread right through your body.
It's words like that.
Into all of those people who aren't vaccinated, this infection is just going to spread into the wild. We're going to be an unstoppable disease infecting all the world.
It's the buzzword. This is what the problem is.
Is that the problem?
Infection, disease. These are not good buzzwords.
Not inaccurate, though, either.
You see, again, those buzzwords.
Welcome! Welcome to A Freak Accident. That is Lazy E, and my name is Crisco, and happy to be back after last week. Wasn't able to be here, but we'll get to that in a moment. The website is afreakaccident.com. We're also all over social media. Come find us and say hello. And the email, in case you want to reach out for anything in particular, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. At this point, I've just started forgetting to mention Mickey, because obviously, you know, she's not a part of the show anymore.
Damn it, Mickey!
I can't tell, because every week she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, she's always talking about, I'll be there, blah, blah, blah.
And I don't mind when that happens. I mind when today, to this moment, we didn't get a message yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, I didn't get one.
I'm going to message Murderer now and be like, hey, is she dead?
Yeah, because...
Did you finally kill her?
Here's the thing.
While he's being mean to you?
While he's messaging him, the whole thing is that we have a group chat thing together. I message saying, hey, you know, and we said, oh, no, Crisco says, be here for this time. She doesn't respond.
Yeah.
Then Crisco messaged her. Oh, no, I messaged on the group chat and said, Mickey, are you alive? No response. He then messaged her on Facebook. Now, we sound so millennial. None of us have texted her.
Do people text anymore?
I don't know.
That's kind of gone the way of the dodo at this point, right? Everybody's snapping at one another.
Yeah. Sound effects.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I don't know if she's alive or dead. She's not responding to her messages, but obviously...
We'll get an update.
Obviously, she's not here. Unfortunately, what this means is that the long... Maybe this is what it is. Maybe she's just really afraid of playing this game because she knows I'm going to beat her real bad when it finally comes time to play it.
Name a song in three notes.
Yeah, where only three notes are going to play, and we've been teasing this crap for more than a month, and we still haven't been able to do it yet.
Go on our Facebook real quick, Crisco. Remember when you said post up something to say why she's the worst? Someone responded.
Somebody did?
Someone responded, and we wanted to see how your life's been ruined by Mickey not being here, and we definitely had somebody whose life was affected by this, and I'm glad that they chimed in.
All right, this is going to take a second, because like the weird thing I notice about like when you look at a page on mobile is you have to scroll through an endless parade of garbage before you actually get to the posts.
Yeah.
It's like recent activity, about, page transparency,
blah, blah, blah,
community, photos, videos, events, visitor posts. I don't care about none of that. Give me the juice. Give me the juice. Oh, there she is. I was just scrolling through. Lo and behold, apparently never got any messages. Holy S.
So is she coming?
No, she's not.
What's her excuse this time?
I'm just posting the guy with the monocle. That was my response. And then Murderer says she went searching for the ice wall and hasn't come back yet.
Did she fall off the flat earth?
That's exactly what he said. Yeah, she went to look for the ice wall.
Okay, okay.
Where the giant bones are.
But someone did complain. I believe her name is Jess, if my memory serves me.
Mickey is solely responsible for the fall of man and lack of entertainment. She should be ashamed of herself.
Yeah. Our listeners, I kind of agree. What was that, Jess? Was that the name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah, we're glad.
Now she said, did you just start? I said, yeah.
Oh, she might be coming.
Maybe she will. Maybe she'll drop in like halfway through an episode.
So could the game actually happen then?
Maybe it will. If she shows up before we're ready to play that crap, then we'll make it happen.
All right. So
Action Jackson.
We might get half a Mickey today.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, if she just walks in?
Yeah.
I mean, she's sitting there now.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to have you move from where you're at now.
Yeah, she doesn't become princess.
So this is very exciting. We're Mickey Watch 2019.
Oh, this is huge.
It's happening in real time right here on the show. This is not edited. This is pre-recorded, but we barely edit anything. We just mix this crap down and post it.
Believe me, people know we don't edit the show.
If they haven't figured it out by now, yeah. But while we're on Mickey Watch 2019, I did want to launch into Crisco Was Right.
Oh,
and
no.
Because of the fact that, you know, I wasn't here last week, had garbage at work I had to deal with, so Lazy E brought in the, like, fifth stringer that you managed, like...
It was the last person left.
It's like Val you found on the street.
Yeah.
Like, she, like, washed up in a toxic puddle on shore or something, and you just decided to put her behind a microphone, Kara, but she was delightful.
Lovely. She was.
I enjoyed listening to her. Maybe we'll hear more of her at some point. I don't know.
I think we should.
Words are being said. That's all I'm going to give you right now. But I wasn't here, obviously, but did listen in. Enjoyed the show. But I did want to say, Nanana Boo Boo, I told you about that situation with the car insurance and the accident.
Yeah.
I frigging told you. You can't. First of all, you definitely can't trust old people. They're senile and their reality is not ours. And then secondly, you just don't trust people, because they will stab you in the back at the first opportunity.
It doesn't matter. My insurance wins because they never called me back. It's over. It's her word versus my word. Nothing could come of it. There's no witnesses.
But you see, though, why I said this is why you have a police report filled out, because then her and her crotchety old husband can't come back and say, he hit us, somehow moving sideways across the street. I don't know. You could have just said maybe the flat earth tilted and you just coasted into her or something. Yeah, I don't know how that works. But I told you so. Nanana Boo Boo. Listen to Crisco. I know what I'm talking about.
No, don't listen to Crisco.
Yes. Because
if you listened to more of last week's show, you would know another person is on the side of peeing in the shower.
Yeah, that's okay. You can all be wrong. Majority of people can be wrong. That is a thing.
Kara did say it helps moisturize your feet.
Yeah, that was gross. Yeah.
I can't get behind that.
Yeah. I actually, like, squirmed in my chair at work while I was listening to that. But I also wanted to bring up another thing from last week. Veritably?
Veritably?
Veritably was a word you said. It's veritably.
There's words that
it
come
in and out.
It
was the first name of Mr. Clean, and you're like, veritably? Veritably?
Listen, that's Kara's fault.
It's
and
she didn't get it right either.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not known for my words.
Now, listen, veritably is the word. It means, like, very much so. But I just want to point this out because I'm the one who's always getting my cojones crushed over being the wordsmith.
You are the wordsmith.
And because I get my word scrambles goofed up and I said Ari that one time. And
that's a big one.
I'm the wordsmith. You freaking screw up just as often as I do, and so does everybody else. I don't want to hear none of this wordsmith nonsense anymore.
I play it cool, though.
You didn't play it cool at all. You got the word totally wrong.
Shush. Shush. Hush, little puppy.
So, I wanted to shove that up your nose, too,
yeah,
coming in to start this episode.
Shove it up your nose.
And also, just because I can't miss this stuff, right? Because I missed last week's episode, but you talked about Endgame without me, and that's a bit unfair.
Well, you weren't here. We had to talk
through
about
no fault of my own. I can't control this. I mean, I could just leave work, but they don't like that. So just walk out when
just
they're
say,
in the middle.
I'm gone.
Yeah, they're trying to close the books, and I'm just like, peace. The internet needs me.
Ghost.
But I did see it. I won't spoil it because I know it was like a big deal, the whole no spoilers thing.
Yeah.
I can respect that for people. I did go on like a miniature campaign of fake spoilers though, on Facebook, which I think did honestly freak a couple people out because it was like, guys, literally, it's a joke. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But without spoiling anything, I will say I thought the movie was a mess.
What?
I thought the movie as a story, as a narrative, was a mess. But as the capstone to the Marvel franchise, I thought it was perfect.
That's what I thought.
And there were things in it. Like, I thought a lot of the character moments were spectacular. The character arcs were beautiful. You know, the way they resolved some certain things for certain characters was just absolutely perfect. And like I said, as a retrospective capstone to this 11-plus year franchise, it was absolutely spectacular. But as a story in and of itself, it was messy as hell. And I don't like the can of worms that they opened with the plot element, the one thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? It's like, okay, this is like really, once you take this out of the box, you can't put it back. Okay, you did it. Fine. You know, and there were just other things that didn't make sense. And I was like, wait a minute, what? But it was one of those things where, like, for the moment that you got out of it, it was like, all right, I'm willing to let it slide. You know, because here's the thing. It was still fun. At the end of it, it wasn't a painful bad. It was messy, and it was like, oh, God, like, this isn't... Let me put it this way. This is more what I was worried Infinity War was going to be.
Yeah.
Way too sloppy, you know what I mean? Just kind of all over the place. But like I said, it was still fun. It wasn't a, like... painful bad.
Yeah.
It was like, oh God, like I'm questioning things that are happening, but it's like, it's still enjoyable. I'm still having fun. It's still, it does not feel like it's 3 hours long.
Oh no.
But I thought, I mean, is it good? No. Do I recommend it? Absolutely. You have to go see it because it's great.
I love the movie. Not even looking at messiness. I just loved the movie. I saw it twice already.
Yeah.
What I think it is...
Six hours of your life, bro. You didn't get any of that back.
And I'm going to see it again.
Oh, God.
But it was such a great payoff for watching 11 years worth of movies.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it was not... It was a reward for people who've been around for the whole ride.
And that's what it was meant for.
And that's what I mean. But that's what I'm saying. Is like, in that respect, yeah, it was great. But as like a movie where like it told a compelling story that wasn't contradictory and filled with plot holes, no, it did not do that at all. Not even a little bit.
I think the crazy thing is 11 days to over $2 billion.
Oh yeah,
that was at the beginning of this week.
Yeah.
Avatar is the top movie of all time at 2.8 billion.
Yeah,
it's going to beat it by a lot.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I would be surprised if it didn't at this point.
Wouldn't be surprised if it already didn't.
Well, I mean, it's at like 2.2 now. Avatar's 2.7, so...
After this weekend, it will.
After this next weekend, I think, yeah, it may. It may very well do that. But
it was a great ending. I thought it was a perfect follow-up to Infinity Stone. I mean, I felt satisfied.
I've got a lot of questions, and a lot of things about it annoyed me, but I still was, at the end of it, it was still like, I did it.
Thank you.
And now I'm exhausted, because it's like, I spent 11 years invested in this crap, I need a break. I'm literally okay with waiting a couple of years before I get back into like the swing of big time superhero movie franchises again.
And with that, you could see Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
I'm probably not going to see it. The trailer is on freakaccident.com. It's available there.
Do not watch it if you haven't seen Endgame.
Spoils a bit.
It does say in the beginning, though. I appreciate that.
It actually has a spoiler warning.
Yeah, when the kid from the movie just says, if you haven't seen it, don't watch it. They have gone to great lengths in positivity of doing that. They're the first movie to ever do that.
Yeah.
Where they went to such lengths, and kudos to everybody who didn't.
Spoilers, Thanos is in it. In Infinity War, I know.
Right,
not Infinity War, what was that? I mean, Endgame. The second one. Thanos is in it. I'm sorry, guys, I spoiled everything.
Wait, Endgame 2?
Electric Boogaloo. Yeah, yeah. Thanos in the house.
Mickey's still in here, by the way.
No, obviously not. I didn't check my messages again either.
Oh, boy.
Oh, she says, I'll head over now. Start without me.
Oh, we did. Good.
Yeah, yeah. All we weren't waiting for you.
So guess what? The game's going to happen.
The game is going to happen. We know. We know that now.
Oh,
we're very excited about this. Mickey Watch 2019. I mean, she could still get into a car accident and fly off the side of that bridge on the way over here.
Don't talk about dreams.
We don't know. We don't know. But on the show today, if Mickey makes it here, we're going to do the three-song, three-note thingamajig. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
We don't have an official name for it. So
name
that's
that tune.
Name the tune. How basic.
It's what it is.
We are the basic biatches of the internet. Game of Thrones is the talk of the town.
How do they do this?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's the talk of the town, but not for the right reason.
Oh, my God.
With two episodes left in the series.
Why?
It's hysterical.
Why?
Also, incidentally, not the first time it's happened either.
I know.
We then will move to a lunch lady from our area. Has a unique way of dealing with the children. So we're going to.
Yeah.
It's unique. I'm not saying I'm against it either.
I'm saying I'm against it.
I am on the fence about it.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
You just don't do this.
I mean.
No. No.
No. So then we also have very common uses of technology that are ruining the environment and your face.
It's something I guarantee everybody has done or does.
Mm-hmm.
And it is destroying you.
And then we have 21 facts you probably don't want to know, but we're going to tell you anyway. Because that's just the kind of people that we are.
Yeah, we're going to ruin your day.
And yeah, if you're sticking around despite that, then you're exactly the kind of person who is listening and deserves to be listening to A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
It's Mickey Watch 2019.
Is she here yet? No.
No. That really is like, I just looked over, like expecting her to just magically appear.
Like, I knew it was like, kind of like a radio, like, theater of the mind thing, and you decided, well, I'm going to really check.
I don't actually live in a cartoon, but sometimes I like to think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Game of Thrones has been, you know what? It's funny. Everybody has been complaining about it.
Yeah.
That I mean, the vast majority of people, I think, have been complaining. Maybe it's just, maybe that's not true either. Maybe it's just a vocal minority complaining about this last season. I think it's been great, personally. But I think the issue is, you know, we waited almost 2 years for this last season. And I think it was one of those things where people were so feverishly speculating and talking about theories and what might happen and who was going to double cross who. And I think when we actually are getting the reality of it, a lot of people like their fan theories better than what's really happening. So they're complaining about, you
You're
going
to get that.
Yeah. Though. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, that we all can't just enjoy the ride these last couple episodes. So we're down to two. But nobody's even talking about that. Nobody's talking about, you know, what happened with Daenerys this last episode.
No.
Or what Cersei's up to.
No.
Nobody's talking about Clegane Bowl and the fact that it is definitely going to happen and we're stoked about it and we can see that. Nobody's talking about, you know, Brienne of Tarth. You know, nobody's talking. Do I hear things? Maybe that was like Mickey's entrance music downstairs and she's on her way up. But
my iPad froze.
Nobody's talking about any of that. What everybody's talking about is a coffee cup.
A coffee? What? Oh!
No!
My God, Mickey's
she's here.
Mickey Watch 2019 is over.
I broke down.
You're here.
You what?
Hi.
You broke down?
No, I didn't break down. I mean, I broke down mentally, but...
Oh, well, all right. Well, we'll get to that. Let's play. Let's cue the hold music while we get her set up.
Yes.
And we're back from that delay.
I can't believe she made it.
One of the first times you've ever had to edit anything on this show.
We just got done at the beginning of this saying we never edit anything.
Well, now we do.
Well, we had to.
Sorry.
But Mickey Watch 2019 is over. She is still alive. We were betting on whether or not you were going to drive off the edge of the Cross Valley and into the river.
I considered it for about 5 seconds.
Well, you're here.
How's things been?
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her eyes are twitching. Both of them.
So we were talking about Game of Thrones.
Right, yes. And something Mickey looks like she could desperately use, and that is coffee.
Yes.
Lots and lots of coffee.
Which is always on set at a TV show, movies. If you ever see a behind-the-scenes thing, filled with coffee and donuts.
Well, yeah, because they have to get up at like 2 a.m. to film things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they need that energy because they do 100 takes of the same scene where they're yelling and they have to have this. It's like, give me the shot of the strongest espresso drink you can put together.
Do you know who needed that coffee at Game of Thrones?
Daenerys Targaryen? Because she was the one drinking it?
No, the continuity directors.
Yeah.
The one who has to look at the set and go, is everything the same?
Ooh.
Yeah, so like, what is the name of that role? On
continuity.
Set?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is continuity.
Is it continuity?
Yeah.
So basically what happened was, now again, we're talking about like the most expensive show that's ever been produced for television, I'm pretty sure.
For 2 years they've been making this.
The most watched show on television.
Okay.
So you would think they'd have like a lot of extra people, you know, doing their jobs, make sure everything's well
buttoned up and everything.
Yeah. So right in the frame, in the most recent episode, they're like getting done with a feast, you know, because they just beat the Army of the Dead.
And mind you, Mickey, this is a period piece.
Right.
Like, it's a very time-based.
Yeah, it's, okay. It's like medieval,
right.
Like high fantasy medieval kind of setting. And they're celebrating, and like there's a character sitting on a table talking to somebody, and down the table is another character, and right there in front of her, Daenerys Targaryen, is a Starbucks coffee cup.
I didn't know Starbucks went that far back.
Yeah.
That was Seattle.
Yeah, it turns out this has all been happening in the Northwest.
Yeah.
The Northwesteros.
Yes.
So, yeah, and it was very obvious. You could actually look right here on my screen, and you could see.
Oh, that is, like, right out in the open.
Yeah, this isn't, like, the dark scene thing where you can't see it. That's there.
It isn't, like, off to the side either. Like, she's practically in center frame with this coffee cup sitting right in front of her.
It's like they went on break.
Yeah.
She brought the coffee cup in hand with her, put it down just to continue to do whatever they were doing, and didn't realize that it was, like, attached to her.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like a closer picture, so you can even see the Starbucks logo on the side of it.
And the little holder that holds it, like the classic Starbucks look.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything.
So like everybody went crazy. It went viral. You know, everybody was making all kinds of comments. Starbucks said something like, no, this was definitely a mistake. Or HBO said it was a mistake. She actually ordered an herbal tea and not a coffee. Starbucks got in on it. They got like $11 million in free advertising just from people talking about this.
And the thing is, I swore up and down. I was like, they're not saying it, but this is a paid advertisement. I didn't know until recently it's not legal to do that unless you put it at the credits at the end.
Yeah.
On top of it, HBO has deleted the coffee cup.
Ah, okay.
It is gone.
Yeah, I was just looking at it in this recent picture. As of today, if you go back and watch the episode, it is conveniently CGI'd out of the screen. So think about that. How many thousands of dollars did they have to spend to pay somebody to go back in and use computer-generated imagery to remove a coffee cup from a table just because they weren't careful?
Oh, jeez.
Somebody, I would say somebody got fired, but they can't.
Yeah.
But the show's over.
Right.
But I would be so livid at that person. 2 years, and you didn't notice it? No one in the editing room?
Well,
no one decided to go coffee cup?
What's right? Nobody noticed it, and even when you're filming it.
Yeah, cameraman.
How many takes do you usually go through on a given scene?
Well, that, and then the person that was editing at the end of all of this
right.
to run everything through a few times, nobody noticed it.
But that's what I mean. Everybody there, the guy running sound, what was he called? The gaffer?
Yes.
Right? Isn't it the gaffer? You got the best boy in there, too. I don't know what that is, but I always see it in the credits of movies and things.
The best boy?
It's the best boy.
What do they do?
They're, like, behind the gaffer. They kind of do like the cleanup work for them.
So it is something sexual.
I was just going
to say, this sounds like a Michael. Are you watching Leaving Neverland?
No.
So you got like all that going on. The director, you know, the unit director, whoever it is. You got like all the assistants and all of the actors, everybody involved, makeup. Nobody notices the cup right in the middle of the table. If it's me, I'm like, listen, no food gets past, like, the camera. Like, it all stays behind.
It does not work that way.
I mean, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, so not that way.
Make gross assumptions about these things.
Yeah.
You really blew it.
I didn't blow anything. They blew
it. Why? That's what I meant.
Leaving the cup in. Apparently, though, this has actually happened before. I don't know if this was a doctored image, but somebody showed
an image. No, it isn't.
From earlier in the show. There's a scene where like all of the Lannisters are lined up in a scene, and Jaime Lannister is on the end of the line, and he's standing with his arms folded, but in his hand that's folded underneath his other head is a Starbucks coffee.
Maybe it was a throwback to that season. It's an Easter egg.
Now that's even worse, because like you're actually in character on set, you're still holding it, and like your brain is just that. But that's, you see that happening. There's like, where are my keys? Oh, I'm holding them. Kind of one of those things.
It's
like
a coffee cup,
right? But
this
still,
isn't keys.
It's such a.
Some people it is. Like me.
Yeah, she's always got a coffee in her hand.
Yeah, but
it becomes such like a normal thing to have it there. You don't even think twice, even when you're on set.
This happens all the time, though, in movies and stuff. I think it was like Lincoln. Someone was wearing like a watch.
An Apple watch.
Yeah. It was like a Timex. And there it is in the middle of Lincoln. That did not exist.
Yeah, there's all kinds of goof-ups and things like that happen. You know, you hear stuff. I guess there was a van on the set of Braveheart or something like that. Like right in plain sight.
Well, you know.
And that's Braveheart. That movie won Oscars, I think, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wonder what the van got.
This ain't like some crappy B-movie like Ator's Revenge or something like that. This is Braveheart. So I thought it's hysterical.
And it is. I
think it's ironic that, the two episodes away from the end of this historic television series.
And this is it.
And all everyone's talking about is the fact that you left a coffee cup on the table.
That's the biggest mistake ever.
In your face, HBO.
Yeah.
You lose again. How much are you going to screw up Watchmen? I guess we'll find out when that comes out later this year. Up next on the show, more Mickey, because she's still here, which means we're going to eventually be playing that game, figure out the song by only the first three strings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Three notes.
Can I go home now?
See, look, I told you she was nervous. That's what this was all about. She's been missing all these weeks because she's scurred.
She's scurred, yo.
No need to be scurred. You'll probably beat me. You know more about music than I do.
Oh, this ought to be interesting.
We also have a lunch lady from our area dealt with children in a very, very unique way, Mickey.
Bad or good?
Bad.
Depends on your disposition,
bad.
I suppose.
Okay.
Bad.
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
No. Yeah.
I may or may not fully support this.
You shouldn't.
I don't trust either of your judgment.
Well, then what are you going to say? There's one answer or the other answer.
We'll find out.
Yes, we will. Next.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Somebody did a song about Shamokin.
It's been the talk of the past 6 months, year?
Maybe.
It's been viral.
Now, we're talking about the town of Shamokin, which I believe is in or near Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
It embodies Schuylkill County.
Which Lazy E has described, anytime you see someone from Schuylkill County on the news, they always have dirt on their face.
They do. The first time proofreader we ever watched TV together, the news was on, she goes, oh, a lottery winner from Schuylkill County. Someone's going to have dirt on their face. First person. No joke. Like, it was like he rubbed his face on the gravel and said, hey there, I won.
Now, if anybody out there listens to the Free Beer and Hot Wings morning show, you also are well familiar with Shamokin due to their weird relationship with that town after its history with that show. So I guess, and Shamokin just, I don't know if it's more viral beyond that. It must be, I suppose.
It definitely has its own meme.
Yeah.
Well, that story, that whole news story has been so viral.
Which one is that?
Which one? Well, the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay,
one,
the one
when
their landmark, that is their Dunkin' Donuts, burned to the ground, and that was apparently all that they had. But somebody once referred to Shamokin as being nothing but inbred coal trash, and that basically describes it well also, I think.
I think they also refer to it as the butthole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It is the butthole.
It might as well be Shamokin because it's basically going down in flames.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another, though, another news story out of Shamokin.
Yeah.
And this one has to do with a lunch lady who took discipline to an interesting new corner.
It's a quiet day at the Ranshaw Playground near Shamokin, but just a few hours earlier, it was...
Let's just say that embodies Shamokin, too. Ranshaw. We're going to the Ranshaw Playground.
Yeah, I don't even know. Of course, the word ranch has to be in it somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
It was a different story. Around 7:30 last night, police got calls saying a woman was shooting at children. 30-year-old Marie McWilliams is charged with simple assault, reckless endangerment, and more.
Let me just paint a picture of
simple
this.
Simple assault for assaulting someone with a firearm? Mickey?
Was it a BB gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was a BB gun. Yeah. Okay.
The problem is, you just need to see a picture of this lady. She has this face like...
Oh, no, I've seen her.
Yeah, she has a blown up face, and it looks like it's like rashed up.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Mickey, I have it here, or at least I did. It went away.
So you're telling me she shouldn't be a lunch lady in the first place?
No, she absolutely should be a lunch lady.
Yeah,
she looks,
no,
she looks
is.
Exactly like a lunch lady is supposed to look.
Does she like embody the lunch lady from, was that South Park, I think?
Yeah.
The one they only see every once in a while?
Except she's too young.
Ooh.
She should be too young to do this, which is terrible. And do you have the picture, or do you want me to continue?
I'm trying. You can just continue with the story. I'll get the picture eventually.
According to Cole Township Police, a child called 911 saying a woman was shooting at him and his friends at the playground, and he could hear BBs flying past his head.
Who would do that? What kind of person would shoot BBs at a little kids playing?
My
granddaughter. Here's the picture.
Woo!
Put it in perspective for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Marie McWilliams.
Here we go.
It goes up there. It's like, what happens if she was up there? And, you know, you just don't know. You have to be afraid.
Marie McWilliams is a cafeteria worker in the Shamokin Area School District.
Not anymore.
According to police, when a parent confronted McWilliams, she said, quote, "If I don't get them now, I will get them tomorrow at lunch."
Whoa! That is a villain.
I've got enough rat poison to ruin an entire senior class's next afternoon.
Their sloppy joes are going to be extra sloppy today.
Because, you know, the filth that live in this town, they could definitely survive rat poison.
Oh, they eat poison.
That's what I mean.
That's their drink.
It's their water is just nothing but lead.
They drink Powerade and rat poison.
Yeah, in fact, they just have powdered lead that they just stir in water like Kool-Aid and drink that. That's how they live their lives.
She should be fired. She shouldn't be around kids for doing something like that.
She wasn't around them. She was probably a couple hundred feet away.
Yeah, up in her window.
At Shamokin Area School District tells Newswatch 16, Marie McWilliams and other cafeteria workers are not employed by Shamokin Area. They are employed by an outside company that handles the district's food service. McWilliams told police...
Rat poison USA.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She was shooting at kids with a BB gun because she got angry when they started to curse at her.
She's around kids, and then she does that to kids. I mean, what?
Us people in Shamokin only teach our kids F words, S words, and damn.
I mean,
and Dale Earnhardt.
I mean, somebody's got to put these kids in line at some point. I mean, you know, what's a BB
not
gonna do?
Not by shooting at
it's
them.
It's a BB gun. It's not gonna do them any kind of serious long term
damage. Well, not in Shamokin. There's no brain damage. Yeah. It's already happened.
Yeah, they don't have brains. They're just they're solid meat all the way through.
Bacon.
I mean, your kids are at lunch. What's she going to do there?
It's make
poison
sure
them.
You want to watch your kids even more now. That playground.
I leave mine out in the yard. Not anymore.
They used to be fine going to. You can let them go by themselves.
She's
going to
take away the whole percent milk.
Not so sure.
Marie McWilliams is in the Northumberland County Jail. Nutrition Incorporated, the company she works for, would not comment on the status of her employment.
Why? Say she's fired.
Yeah.
Well, why is that even a question?
Maybe because they don't intend to.
Why?
Well, if she's part of another company, the company might have other places that are not kid related.
You shot at someone.
Yeah, not on the job though.
It does not matter.
Your
mental stability is not right.
I don't care. I'm going to be completely honest with you. If I saw some Shimokin kids running around, I'd probably try and shoot them too.
But
it's just instinct. You see like a feral animal, you just try to put it down.
But she's a Shimokinite too.
Is she? Do we know that for sure?
You saw her.
Fair enough. Point taken.
She feasts on the eggs of rats.
So she's a snake.
No, so I wouldn't say that bad about snakes.
Yeah, no, don't you talk bad about snakes like that.
If the chupacabra got into a car accident, that was that lady. Just, nah.
Yeah, she looks like a goat that lost, like, the goat challenge one too many times when they run at each other and headbutt one another. She's been the loser 12 consecutive years running in the goat contest.
Yeah.
She looks like she got kicked by an elk.
She's been playing a game. Who could stand closest to the furnace? She won. She
stuck her face right in it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's just like a coal stove, too, you know, because well, down there.
Coal country.
Yeah, they haven't developed running water yet.
She's waiting for Centurion to sing so her family comes up.
Oh, okay.
They're free.
Yeah. Centralia, that's the town that's been on fire for 60 years.
Yes,
and people refuse to move.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
Why? Well, this is my house.
I own this land. Come take it.
You can take this from my cold, dead hand.
And the ground just opens up and swallows them. So it's like, well, that was easy.
And that lady visits her mom again.
God, why is Shimokin just so terrible?
Well, you know, we were talking about the Dunkin' Donuts thing. Just to give people perspective, here are the people that reacted to the Dunkin' Donuts closing. It's magical.
Now I have to rely on myself to go to maybe a Turkey Hill or something where I don't like their donuts. I'd rather
donuts.
The Dunkin' Donuts.
Donuts.
And I'm kind of dealing with it, but I really miss Dunkin' Donuts.
They drop all of their G's.
Yeah.
Every single G in any conversation is dropped.
Yeah.
Dang, gangsta.
I get a chicken baker croissant, or I get some coffee, Powerade if I'm dehydrated. I sit there all the time. If I have any like legal work that I need to do, I go there. I meet with my attorneys there.
Yeah. I'm going to miss that place if it don't open up. And a lot of my friends go in there, get the cold coffee, the iced coffee, I guess it's called.
See, that's someone who's just gargling ash every morning. Like they just
cold coffee.
Classy place. To meet up, it's
classy
a location
place.
Where you can meet up with your friends. It's the only thing this town has.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you know his attorneys are like a couple of Three Stooges DVDs that he just refers to as my attorneys.
Yeah, Dewey, Cheatham, and Al.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
No, his attorney's this lady.
Get the cold coffee.
You think she's going to Westeros for that?
Probably.
Daenerys Targaryen can help you out. They're in the north. They're in Winterfell. It's
no,
real
no.
Cool. It's real cold.
She's like, Game of Thrones. I troned my garbage out yesterday.
Why is there an entire show about sitting on toilets?
Get the cold coffee.
God. God, just nuke that entire area.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Russia, if we let you nuke Shimokin, will you be satisfied for a while? Kim Jong-un, get your rocks off. Just bomb the crap out of that town. We'll be okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
We'll be fine. It's downriver of us anyway, so it's all right. Just send them more medical waste.
Yes.
They'll be fine. Up next, we're going to see if we can guess the song from only three notes on A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Well, we're just ripping things off now. It's all right.
That show doesn't exist anymore. It's ours. It's public property. We squatted on it.
Is that how copyright works?
Actually,
kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
If you don't re-up it, it's open.
Yeah, what do they get, 20 years?
Yeah.
I want that on a t-shirt. I don't know why. If you don't re-up it, it's open. I don't even know what that means.
That's also ours for the next 20 years. Yeah, we just copyrighted
it. Yeah, we copyrighted it. We buried it in the backyard, and a cat peed on it. So
I figured we all love music.
My God, we've been teasing this freaking game for a month.
I know. Literally a month we've been teasing this game. Thanks,
and
Mickey.
This game has been in such high demand from the listeners. It hasn't. But we like
There's one that complained about you on our Facebook.
Yeah. That doesn't shock me.
Yeah. Somebody named Jess. Throw down. Step up.
My employee.
Well, no wonder they hate you.
Sorry, Jess.
Mickey, I'm not surprised that working for you isn't like living in Candyland. That really just is shocking to me.
Was this an employee of yours?
Damn it, Mickey!
Not yet. Give it another week.
He found another one, too.
Oh, yeah. I found one for Crisco since he didn't show up last week either.
Crisco is terrible.
Yeah. You're never going to find anything saying Lazy E, though.
I could make it. No, yeah. There's a Lazy E ranch.
Oh, that's true.
And arena.
Yeah, they specialize in horse semen.
Ooh.
Yeah, they see men.
Which is just more like... Hey, let's get to this game, huh? We've been putting this off for long enough.
But we all like music. Yep. Unfortunately, I had to get the song, so I can't play. But you guys, very vast... Mickey, you've made music. Crisco...
I partake in music.
Yeah, you were on a radio station. You are on a radio station. You have a billion CDs behind us. Mm-hmm. So let's test that knowledge. Three notes.
Oh, boy.
And you have to guess what the song is. They vary all over the place, so there isn't a specific genre.
And is it the first three notes, or is it just three random notes?
Okay. I tried to get the most recognizable, I guess you can say, or sometimes it was just the beginning, because if I got something from... It would be too obvious.
Right.
But...
Because it would suck if it's one of those songs with like a weird like in lead in, like
a
fade in.
I was expecting that.
Like no.
You just hear, like, oh yeah, that helps. Unless
it was recognizable, put it this way, it was part of the songs that you should know.
Why don't we play and we'll find out exactly.
The first one to go, who will have the first guess, Mickey?
Sure.
All right.
This is what you get for not showing up for 3 weeks.
Okay.
You get the easy one for her.
Welcome to the jungle, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. That was incredibly easy.
Well, I said summer easy.
I'm going to get some weird freaking show tune that she's going to know, and I won't know what the heck it is.
This, I don't know if it's easy, because I did it, so.
Billie Jean, right? Michael Jackson. Billie Jean's not my lover. She's just sick.
The dancing is not helping.
Oh, by the way, Kara.
She loves dancing, apparently.
Yeah, she likes dancing.
Oh, no.
You're in for it if, words continue to be said. Yeah. So I'm going to, again, I'll say this.
Ready for this one?
Nope.
Could be tough. Could be tough.
He's still dancing.
Yeah.
Or do you have to pee?
Maybe.
That's how the rest of the night
got it. I got hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
That's actually fitting for what I'm going to play. This is what I meant by the beginning.
I know the song, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Sing it. It's in the song.
Yeah.
And I just said it's
Johnny Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
Yep.
That's why I said, fell into a burning ring of fire.
That's why I said hemorrhoids was kind of fitting.
I love Johnny Cash. Screw you.
I know, I said hemorrhoids because Ring of Fire.
Uh-oh.
It was almost used for a hemorrhoid commercial, but the family wouldn't allow it.
Ah, good.
Preparation H1.
He doesn't need to be defamed in that way.
That's not defamed. That's honored. My butt would be happy to put on Johnny Cash cream.
Okay.
Clean your
cash. That was said out loud on the internet, so
yep.
There it is.
All right. Crisco.
Yep.
We're going to go to a whole different genre.
Oh, God.
Why do I think I know this? That'd be awful.
Which one did it, though? It was a Bye 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 in Sync, right? But it ain't
no lie. Yeah, bye bye bye. Why do I know that?
Everybody knew this song. See, I was worried if it was going to be In Sync or the Backstreet Boys. I couldn't remember which one did it. Because, honest to God, same thing.
Oh, shut up.
Same thing.
No, In Sync was here. Backstreet Boys all the way down. And LFO, you might as well bury him. Well,
where was 98 degrees?
Ooh, LFO.
Yeah, where was 98 degrees?
Below 100.
Yeah, not quite boiling temperature.
Yeah. Stupid question. But above stupid.
Freezing.
I think Mickey will have her first wrong answer here, though.
Okay. All
right.
I got no idea. Hold on,
what? Play it again.
If Mickey gets this right, I'll cry.
Black. not. But no.
Oh my God.
Paint it black.
Oh, you're gonna feel. That's not right. But you're gonna feel really bad. Crisco. Oh my God.
My head is going places because of what you just said.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Well, she said it's a color. It's whatever. There are a lot of songs with black in it. I don't know, though.
It's the next episode.
Hold up. Wait.
Oh.
And you said black.
Not what I was going for.
But not incorrect either, though.
Hey.
I don't know that song at
smoke
all.
Smoke weed every day.
Nope.
D-O-double-G, he's coming to our arena.
Snoop Dogg, yeah.
I'm so excited. And Warren G.
Oh, my God.
I am so going to be there. Nope. And you just go black. Oh, who sings that? Black.
Again, not like 100% inaccurate, though.
No.
All right, my turn? Can't wait. Oh, God. AC/DC, Back in Black.
What? It's okay for you to say black.
Well, yeah, it's oh, like yeah,
Back
right?
in Black.
I'm the whitest man who's ever lived. I feel guilty about that.
Well, we're on our final song. Mickey's the only one who got one wrong by saying black. Very Trump of you.
No, that if she hated Mexicans, that would be Trump.
Well, it's a slippery slope.
She had to rip off her white sheet before she came in here.
Let it go. Beans, Bumps, and Klansmen.
What?
That's her name of her business.
She just keeps adding titles.
Yeah, I know.
It's just going to be like a long sentence at one point. All right, Mickey, you ready? Last question. Song.
Question, where am I?
Oh, another one.
That's another song. You don't have to hum it. That's not the name of the song. It's not.
Why not?
Go ahead, just say black again.
No. She was calling out to the Shemokin people. Yeah. She was hoping one of them might come help.
Get the cold is coffee.
What? Not the Cars.
You don't need to name the band. Just tell me the song.
Oh, really?
No, but I need help with the theme of the song, so it's I need to know what the tune. Band is. I can't remember, though. I don't remember.
Okay, I'm going to say the name of the band. Is it A-ha?
It's A-ha.
It is A-ha. Okay, well, I knew it was that, but it's Take On Me.
On me.
Take on me.
Take me home.
Oh,
here comes. I'll be gone.
I'm so sorry.
In a Georgia. So needless to say.
I wish I were tone deaf.
That was Name That Tune.
We finally played it! It happened on a freak accident. Up next, common uses of technology that are ruining the environment and your face. Yeah.
You've used these.
Okay.
It's not a freak accident.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Yes, I love technology, but not as much as you, you see.
Was this the one?
But yeah. I still love technology.
Yeah.
Always and forever.
Technology. You gotta get down, Mickey.
Nope.
Oh. Come on.
Patiently waiting for one of you to knock over your microphones.
I'm only knocking down the beats.
Yeah, he's knocking down the walls that have kept him inside for so long.
Yeah, don't be FOMO.
I don't know what that means. I heard it used this week.
Yeah, that's new to me.
Yeah, I have a sneaking suspicion it does not mean what you think it means.
I don't look it up.
It does not. It is not lit. I know that much, at least.
Yeah.
So we've got the technology ruining things now.
Yeah.
The environment and your face.
Why your face?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Just keep listening. And you too, listener. Mickey, you can learn right along with the listener.
Okay.
A new study has found that streaming music is actually worse for the environment than CDs.
Oh, wait. Hang on. FOMO. It means an interesting event may currently be happening elsewhere. So you're jealous.
This podcast is FOMO.
Yeah. We're interested. I don't know
if it's used properly, but whatever. According to a new study, music streaming is worse for the environment because even though there's less plastic involved, like there would be to mass produce a whole bunch of CDs, it does not offset the overall environmental costs of maintaining streaming services like YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and Pandora.
I don't understand.
So in other words, in order, whatever, like between energy and infrastructure and server space and everything else, the computers and that sort of thing, manufacturing, hard drives, so on and so forth, all of that amounts to actually more of an environmental impact than just printing out a bunch of CDs.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but without those streaming services, this podcast would just be three idiots in a room yelling into,
tin cans.
Right.
Kill the ozone. Kill the ozone. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Technology.
So, I don't know. If you care about global warming, stop streaming except this podcast. This can be the only thing that you listen to. I mean, or hell, I'll freaking put this thing on a CD and give it to you. I don't care.
Or do you know what? Protest. Protest by listening to this as much as possible to show them how much it's ruining it.
Yeah. I mean, or at this point, we can't stop global warming, so let's just expedite it. Just speed it up.
Yeah.
Floor it. Okay. Now, Mickey is concerned with how technology is ruining her face.
Technology.
Specifically, your skin.
Okay.
And in your case, I don't think this means anything because you don't use Snapchat.
Nope.
I thought you were going to say because you don't have good skin.
Or that.
You're ugly.
We knew that.
Well, technically, this is Snapchat and or Instagram. Hopefully Instagram keeps coming out with better and better filters because all those selfies you're taking are doing awful things to your skin. Specifically, selfies are harming your skin.
So it doesn't matter if you use Snapchat, anything. If you take selfies, it's ruining your skin.
This is according to a beauty expert in Wales named Sarah Cheney.
Why is she living in a whale? You think she'd get out by now.
I know, right? I mean, even Jonah got spat out on the ground at some point. So taking selfies might be as bad for your skin as lying out in the sun to get a tan. Why? When someone's taking a selfie, they don't usually settle for the first one. They usually take a bunch until one looks perfect. Having the phone pointed directly at your face like that is just pounding it with electromagnetic blue light rays from the screen.
Sure.
If that didn't come from a scientist or anything, I swear that was Alex Jones.
It seems fake. It really, really does seem fake. I know blue light isn't good for your eyes. Like, they say, at night you should reduce your screen time because it's not good for your eyes, blasting yourself in the brain with blue light. But you're telling me it actually can cause cancer in your face and it could wrinkle your skin?
And if that's the case, the selfie issue isn't the issue. Just having your face buried in your phone half the day is the issue.
I think it's because of the flash that it takes. Maybe there's something with the snap.
I think this is specifically saying, I mean, this has to be because the selfie, people look at the screen when they're doing it. Yeah. So the screen is beaming right into your face.
Which you look at the screen when you're reading, too. Yeah. So
I don't understand why, if blue light is such a big problem, why don't they make these devices not emit it anymore?
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say, why don't they use a red light? I was actually sitting here going, please don't say that.
At least we know what happens in his brain, though. It's all the blue light that he gets fired into his mind every day at the radio station.
It's my favorite color.
Is it?
Yeah, blue.
Like his eyes.
Well, actually, they're kind of bluish green. Depending on what shirt I wear. Wow.
Listen. Yeah,
there we go to
listen,
skin.
We don't make.
Is that why we switch seats so you could stare at each other?
Yeah. We don't. Well, no, it's because you came in late. Well, that's why. It was easy. Why would I seat him right here on my
just
left?
Just so we have to look at each other like that.
Yeah, just stare at each other awkwardly from the side though.
Let's have a conversation.
So there. Don't stream. Don't take selfies. You'll fix your face and the environment.
Boom.
There you go. Look it. We're doing more than Bernie Sanders is. Vote for us. How about that? Next. One of those things.
It's the last thing.
21 facts you don't want to know, but we're going to tell you anyway because you deserve it. It's a freak accident. Make it an app.
Love us. Hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Oh, I thought he was cueing me to sing, and I was like, I don't know the facts of life.
The facts of life.
I thought he was, yeah, I don't know.
Nope.
These are 21 facts from BuzzFeed that you probably don't want to know, but we're going to tell you anyway because you deserve to find out. You deserve to be as miserable as we are for having accumulated this knowledge.
Everybody needs it now. Mickey's just giving an R-E face.
Oh, is it veritably? Is it veritably Ari?
Oh, did I miss that one?
Yeah, no, that was last week. He said veritably instead of veritably. Yeah, so my whole thing is, yeah, don't give me a hard time about the whole the wordsmith nonsense.
Nah.
Y'all screw up too. Yeah. Except Mickey, she's perfect.
Mm. No, I just don't talk enough.
I mean, that could be part of it. I mean, you said it, not me. I didn't. So here are some facts, Mickey, to ruin your day.
Joy.
Your skate park is going to close again in 4 months.
Stop it.
That's a fact of life. A fact of life.
No, I'm just kidding. Except that is going to happen.
You build the ramps. You build the ramps, you take them down, and then you find that you made no money. The fact's life. The fact's life.
See, he's being mean.
I see that.
I was just cracking an innocent joke.
It was the same thing. Except I sang it. Mine was nicer. I was creative.
Ooh, the side eye. The side eye. There are over 200 corpses on Mount Everest, and they are used as waypoints for climbers.
Yeah, they're pointing actually. Yeah.
they've actually got the bodies propped up and pointing toward the summit now.
People pose next to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's only another 500 feet once you reach the Asian guy.
Oh, jeez.
Should only take 10 minutes.
Yeah. Number two, rabbits will eat their own young if they're stressed enough.
That I knew.
This is why Mickey doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
She has. Like, she's given birth to them. She just hasn't kept them because the stress has got to her. Just, you know, stress-induced cannibalism. God. Number three, your skeleton is wet.
Gross.
These are compiled from Reddit, by the way.
It's true, though. I mean, your body has water in it.
That last one was Apple O2-ish.
O2-ish.
And this, your skeleton is wet came from a Meiglian minor cow.
That's where I go to my facts.
It takes longer to say WWW than it does to say World Wide Web.
Yeah.
More syllables.
Which is what it, yeah. Yeah. That was from Dig Bic
5000. He digs Bics.
Yeah, he's really a big fan of those pens.
Or the razors.
Huge fan. Yeah. Five, in toddlers, their adult teeth are right underneath their eyes.
Oh, kids are freaky.
We were all one at one point.
Is that true? See, I always thought that the new teeth, like, formed after the old teeth started falling out. Like calcium built up and just made new teeth. Or they grew, like, the seeds.
There's cavities.
And they're all up there?
And they all slowly drop as everything grows.
Oh, God. So there's, like, there's empty vacuous holes in my head now where my teeth used to be?
Yeah.
Or it fills out eventually.
With
what?
And
that's what the calcium deposits fill the holes.
Rats.
Really?
He's obsessed with that.
Yeah.
I was surprised he didn't say...
Have you been listening to too much Ghost?
I was surprised he didn't say Johnny Cash Cream is what fills out those cavities.
Oh, boy.
Cash Cream. Clean your butt.
That was Danger Noodle 123, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And Alfando 1234.
He ones them up.
These people with these numbers, man, you guys are real creative. No one knows how anesthetics work. Anytime they put you under for a routine operation, there's currently no scientific explanation for why you're unconscious.
Awesome.
That's terrifying.
It's just, is it like just a placebo? Like they tell you, oh, we're going to give this to you and you're going to go to sleep. And so then you're like, oh, you know.
Maybe.
That was terrifying.
You expect to be? The TSA didn't catch 95% of guns and other paraphernalia going through airports during a government-run experiment. Missed 95%.
Shock.
Glad that they're doing so much good work.
Again, why are they there?
To screw up people's lives.
That's literally it. To make my airplane going experience that much more difficult.
Well, you hear what they did to that guy in Canada? Was it like last week? He went in there. He cannot walk. He's in one of those jazzies. They took it from him, and he's crawling on the ground.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's the guy who has the bomb.
Yeah, these guys are great. They're keeping us real safe. Number eight, the picture for your funeral program may already have been taken. That was recently, we mentioned that in another thing.
That was Shower Thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind of intertwinable in some senses.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Keep me looking young and handsome-ish. Not like old, wrinkled, and busted.
Now, I'm hoping someday I just get miraculously better.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mickey.
You needed it. I haven't been here for a couple weeks.
Barcode scanners scan the white parts, not the black, racists.
Yeah, why? You avoiding them? Mickey, you answer.
Oh, stop.
It's friggin' segregation. Oh, it's unbelievable. Dogs like squeaky toys because it reminds them of a small animal being killed.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that.
I did not. That is fascinating.
In fact, I think it's all animals. Like, all pets.
Hmm.
They do it, like, your cats. They like it because it's death.
That's why people don't understand why their pets rip apart their toys.
Yeah, because actually it would be a small animal that they'd be tearing apart.
Yep.
Yeah. Coco used to rip all of the stuffing out of every stuffed animal that we got her.
Yep.
That's the name of his sister.
You don't know if there is a secret everybody knows except you.
So eventually Mickey's going to find out.
Yeah, right. Unless you keep your mouth shut.
Nah.
Shut up! Was that her?
No.
Nope.
Who was that? It sounded like it could have been Mickey.
No.
It's not.
Yeah. Genghis Khan killed so many people in his wake that the farmlands they had used returned to being forests. He did this at such a scale that it actually significantly reduced carbon in the atmosphere.
So he saved people.
Saved the Earth.
No, he was Thanos before Thanos was Thanos.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Thanos just killed half of everything in the universe so that the other half could prosper.
Sure.
See, like I said, Thanos did nothing wrong. I'm fully on Team Thanos. In fact, I think he should have went one step further. Kill everything.
Wouldn't there have been a twist in that movie if he got all the Infinity Stones and then realized he couldn't snap his fingers?
Oh my god.
Damn it, I can't do it!
The FDA allows for small amounts of rat droppings in candy bars.
And hot dogs.
Why'd you have to ruin hot dogs? They did nothing to you.
If you live to become the oldest person alive, the entire human population has been replaced in your lifetime, except you.
Yep.
That's really sad.
Butterflies have been known to drink blood. Thanks to pregnancy, the average number of skeletons in a human body is greater than one.
Ew.
Oh, that is a disturbing fact.
Why are skeletons so gross?
I don't know.
Hello Nurse went to, like, this weird oddity shop that's local with one of her friends today.
Yeah, strange and unusual.
Yeah, and they have a skeleton, I guess, that's on sale for, like, $3,000. It's like, who was it?
Yeah.
I want to know.
They probably do know.
I'd have to know. Because then I'm going to, like, haunt their relative's house with that skeleton.
Hey!
I'm going to attach it to a drone and, like, fly it past their windows and stuff.
Then put on their "I was John."
Cannibalism is pretty damn common in hamsters.
Yeah.
People who freeze to death are sometimes found naked because as they near dangerously low body heat, they get the sensation that they're burning hot. Ironic.
I would just want to get naked before I died.
Nah.
That was from Sneaky Badness.
Yeah, he likes to get naked.
Your belly button is just your old mouth.
Ooh!
Yeah?
Ooh, it's true. That's where the umbilical cord was.
You pass the anniversary of your death every year. And finally, moths will vibrate their nads as a way to prevent a bat from locating them.
That's how I do it.
Jesus.
And I've never been bit by
it would
a bat.
It would be great the day in comics when a criminal finds out that that's how you elude Batman. You just shake your ween at him and he runs away.
No. You just shake him together. Stay away, Batman.
Batman's finally foiled.
Yeah, that's his kryptonite.
Yeah.
Nads rubbing.
Dancing Man is the only criminal to never be caught by Batman.
Yeah.
The Vibro. Whatever his name is. So there's 21 unfortunate facts to ruin your day.
It ruined ours.
It did. It probably ruined this whole episode. Right. Nah, that isn't true. Mickey was actually here this time. This episode's net positive one in the upward direction.
We did it. One day without an incident. We have
That's right. Call OSHA. Report this one.
Yeah.
We're good. We're in great shape. Now, Mickey, do you remember after 4 weeks?
No, she didn't remember it after no
Do you
weeks.
At least remember what the website is?
AFreakAccident.com.
Correct.
All right.
You almost said .net, didn't you?
I was going to say .org.
I thought she wasn't going to say .dot anything. I thought she was just going to say the name of the show.
We aren't an organization.
Why not?
We aren't even organized.
Well, that's
But yes, that is the website. And you can go visit the podcast section. Just click podcast on the menu bar, and you'll find every episode we've ever done there, which you may not find on your various pod streaming services.
No.
So you can get every episode there, all the way back to number one.
Yes.
We also have links to all of our social media, so you can come interact with us during the week. You got to click what, Mickey?
Connect.
Yeah, on the menu bar, and then you get the links right there.
Days.
And then, if you do like the show, which we hope you do, and you come back next week, we can't tease that game anymore because we actually got around to playing it. But next week, Lazy E is grossed out by people who crack their joints.
It bothers me to no end.
You like me to crack my knuckles?
No, don't. gross. Well, guess what? You're going to find out next week. It might almost kill you.
Sure.
So, more good news.
Okay.
But if you do come back, you may want to subscribe just to make sure that you don't miss us. And you can do that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. Yes. It doesn't matter.
Should I start doing that so I don't miss the show again?
I don't know.
That's called an alarm.
Yeah, an alarm or a reminder on your phone, or just looking at your messages. That works too.
That helps.
Subscribe. And what's the most important thing to do on those services, Mickey?
Leave a good review.
That's right. Review us, and review us highly, and we will treat you highly.
All the riches.
Yes, that we could muster, which is like $12 at this point.
I think like 2 pennies.
Yeah.
But we could
rub them together and then...
No
magic.
Batman.
Right.
No.
that bats leave us alone.
We
or
could
something.
Give you free stickers, though.
Yeah, we could do that if you send us your mailing address. However you want to do that, we don't care. The easiest way, though, is via email. freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yes.
So thanks for listening. Mickey, thank you for being here.
Yay.
Mickey Watch Jordan 19 is over. We'll be back next week. Catch soon for A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Get the cold coffee.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.